Thank you for calling into Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Whitney, floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Hi, Whitney. How do you spell that? W-I-T?
No, W-H-I-T-T-N-E-Y.
Okay. No, I just like to make sure I know who I'm talking to, because things like this, they tend to be things that I have to try to remember who I spoke with. At any rate, ma'am, I appreciate your time. I'm calling back. I called, I've been trying to settle a situation with you guys for probably the last 2 months now. I had an item that was sent to me that I had asked not to have it sent to me, and it was sent anyway, and I was charged $15.95 for it. I called initially to address this basically the 3rd, I believe, of February, and after a lot of back and forth and whatnot, I called again. The last time I called was the 3rd of March, and I spoke with a gentleman named Miles in the escalations department, who assured me that he would process the refund for me, and we had a very pleasant conversation. I checked yesterday to see what the status of that refund was, and it still was not showing up on my credit card. So I called this morning about maybe 20, 30 minutes ago, spoke to a young lady named Mashana at Eagle Moss, and she told me that what happened was that on the 4th of March when I spoke with Miles, apparently you guys did attempt to do a refund according to Mashana. However, she said that my bank declined the refund. Which was a statement I found absurd. I've never heard of a bank declining a refund from a merchant. So I then said, okay, well, I'll check with my my bank and see what the situation was. I then called my bank and spoke with the representative from the credit card department, explained what happened, and she was completely dismayed. She said, we don't do that. There's no, we don't have any kind of policy where we would decline a refund that a merchant would post, which is what I thought. I've never heard of that ever being the case with respect to refund. So that's why I'm calling you guys back to find out what's really going on.
All right, Mr. White. So, yes, the forced refund requested, it was declined. So your bank did decline a refund. That is possible for a bank to do that, sir. Unfortunately, they're not telling you the correct information, and that agent might have not knew about that, but they did decline the refund. In this case, we've already escalated this over to see if they can send you a paper check. They'll try again one more time for the refund. If it declines again, they'll send a check out for that refund.
Okay, so
unfortunately, that is correct. Refunds are declined sometimes by the bank institution, and we have no control over that.
Okay, all right. Well, this sounds like I'm in the middle of a finger pointing match here.
You can call back to the bank and let them know that a supervisor did tell you that it is somewhere in the processing that is declining the refund. Unfortunately, it's not on our end because we try to refund it and it's declined.
Huh. Okay. All right.
So in this case, we can see if we can get a check sent out since it is declining, and we'll try again, and then they'll send out a check for that.
Well, how about we do this? Let's just skip the decline because, again, that's something I've never heard of. That sounds amazing to me. And so that we don't have to go through this again in a month from now, I don't have to be calling back again for this. Let's just go straight to the check, and then we don't have to worry about the bank declining anything.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'll go ahead and put your information in and let them know that you're wanting a check for that.
Okay. And generally, what kind of time frame am I looking at for this to get processed and sent out from you guys?
Right now, I have to send this over, and once we process that refund a check, it'll be 7 to 10 business days, but that's from the time it was processed for a check to be cut. So that information will maybe take a little while for us to get that process started.
Wow. Okay. Hmm. Okay. Yeah, I was looking for a little bit more clarity on when you guys would be processing that. I know obviously the snail mail is a whole nother situation.
Well, when I send this over, I'm not sure the process for checks because I don't handle that department, sir. So I'm going to send that over. I couldn't tell you a time frame. I don't want to tell you this and it takes longer, so I can't tell you a time frame on that right now.
Okay. All right. I will give this one more chance here. But I'm really kind of disappointed in you guys. I've been with Eagle Moss for a long time and have never had really any problems until maybe the last 6 months or so. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but things are not like they used to be when working with you guys.
Okay, sir. Well, I do apologize. We're trying to get this taken care of as soon as possible, sir. I'm escalating this over now, and as soon as they process that, they will call you back or send you an email.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. Please hold for a short one question survey after this call. Have a great day.